the history of the European Championship, brought to you by The Analyst, Part 3, the 1990s. The 90s proved to be a decade of change. 1992 saw the first appearance of a united Germany in the European Championship, whilst gone was the USSR, replaced by the CIS, a transitional national team representing the Commonwealth of Independent States. It was also the tournament that saw arguably the biggest shock of the European Championship so far, with unfancied Denmark knocking out reigning Euros champions the Netherlands in the semi-finals before triumphing over reigning World Cup winners Germany in the final. This is all the more remarkable, of course, because the Danes didn't actually qualify for the tournament initially, but were called up to replace the disqualified Yugoslavia. And in fitting with their low-key approach to the tournament, Denmark won just one of their three group stage games, the lowest tally by a tournament winner at that stage since their introduction in 1980, until Greece repeated the feat in 2004. The Danes were heading out of the tournament with 12 minutes remaining of their group stage campaign, before Lars Elstrup's 78-minute goal against France sent them through to the semi-final at the expense of their opponents. Overall, just 21 goals were scored in the 12 group stage games, at an average of 1.75 per game, which is the lowest in the competition's history. Fortunately for fans, this did not continue into the knockout stages, as the two semi-finals and the final witnessed 11 goals at an astonishing average of 3.67 per game. For all that though, Denmark will not be remembered as one of the most exciting teams to win the tournament. Over their five matches in 1992, they attempted the lowest shots and shots on target per 90 at 10.3 and 2.4 respectively. In doing so, they accumulated an expected goals value of 5.37 across 480 minutes in the entire campaign, a per 90 average of 1.01, which was only better than France at 0.89 and England at 0.79. What Denmark did prove though was that a well-organised side could prevail in tournament football. They only trailed for 32 minutes throughout the tournament, and that came in only one game, their 1-0 defeat to host Sweden in the second of their group stage fixtures. In fact, they spent 40% of the in-play time during the tournament in a winning position, more than any other team. Despite all of this, the 1992 European Championship is probably best remembered as the last tournament where the back pass was a legitimate law of the game. Yes, for some younger listeners, there was genuinely a time where goalkeepers could pick up passes from their own teammates. I mean, who needs a sweeper-keeper when you have that anyway? On their way to victory, Denmark utilised the rule more than any other team in 1992, with Peter Schmeichel receiving an average of 26 passes per 90 minutes. Now granted, a side that spent the largest proportion of time in the lead are more likely to use a legitimate tactic to waste time. I mean, why take it into the corner when you can boot the ball back from the halfway line to your keeper? But overall, this tournament saw the highest overall average of passes received by goalkeepers per 90 since detail collection began in 1980 at 18.6. By 1996, the back pass rule had been fully implemented, and this saw a dramatic drop to a third of the 1992 average. Just 6.9 passes per 90 minutes were aimed at goalkeepers, showing that now goalkeepers were not able to pick the ball up, they they definitely were not going to be trusted with the ball at their feet. But that did not mean goalkeepers were going to face a quiet tournament. Far from it, as they were found other ways to keep busy. The 1996 tournament had a new feel. There were now 16 teams taking part, with an additional knockout round added, and the golden goal rule also integrated into the championship. All of this meant the chances of a penalty shootout occurring increased, and we saw a record 4 take place at Euro 96, 2 of which involved England. The hosts had endured heartache in their only previous penalty shootout, a 1990 World Cup semi-final exit to West Germany. They went some way to exercising that ghost with a 4-2 shootout victory in the quarter-final against Spain. But just as thought that football would indeed be coming home, that ghost came back with vengeance just 4 days later, as they were once again knocked out in the semi-finals of the tournament by Germany. This started a new run of heartache, as England would go on to lose their next 4 penalty shootouts in major tournaments, at the World Cups in 1998 and 2006, as well as Euro's failure in 2004 and 2012. This run would eventually come to an end with World Cup triumph over Colombia in 2018, which now probably means another long run of woes from 12 yards out is just around the corner. Back in the 1996 event, there were 42 penalties taken in shootouts, with 37 being converted. Alongside the tally of 4 shootouts overall, these are all records within a single European Championship. Having dispatched the hosts, Germany would go on to win their first major title as a unified nation. Their 2-1 victory in the final against the Czech Republic came via Oliver Bierhoff's golden goal, 5 minutes into extra time, the first major international tournament to be decided by the new format. Bierhoff proved himself to be an unlikely hero for Germany, having played just 92 minutes in the tournament up until the final, in which he only came on as a substitute in the 69th minute, scoring the equaliser 4 minutes later. His 2 goals to win the title were his only 2 shots on target in the entire tournament, so he certainly knew how to make an impact. Now, bear with me a second. Whilst it was Germany who lifted the trophy, it could be said that host England left the tournament having made the biggest impression. The country had fallen out of love with their national football team following the awful display at Euro 92, failing to qualify for the 1994 World Cup, and then slipping into pre-tournament issues following some alcohol-induced misdemeanour during a pre-tournament tour to Hong Kong. One man who was able to shake off the shackles best was Alan Shearer, who finished as the tournament's top goalscorer with 5 goals and is still the only English player to win the top scorer award at a Euros final. But prior to the 1996 opener against Switzerland, Shearer had gone 12 England appearances and 640 days without a goal for the Three Lions. This had led to him being largely written off as a legitimate goal-scoring threat on the international stage, despite coming into the finals on the back of being the Premier League's top goalscorer with 31 goals in 35 appearances for Blackburn Rovers. And he would benefit as football continued to move into the new millennium. The time for tinkering with the laws had all but ended, and focus was now on producing more entertaining football on the pitch, which meant one thing for certain: goals, goals, and even more goals. All of that next time.